Story now, Paddy O'Gorman is with me. Paddy, you had a special assignment at Dublin Airport at the weekend.
That's right, on a flight, on a round trip out of Dublin to intercept Santa's sleigh, because Santa, we're told, is using a sleigh at the moment, practicing over Irish skies, getting ready for Christmas. So Stobart Air teamed up with Children's Health Ireland at Crumlin, which is formerly known as Our Lady's Children's Hospital Dublin, and with Platinum Services at Dublin Airport to take a group of children who are patients at that hospital from all over Ireland on a search for Santa Claus. So Saturday morning, 10 o'clock, the children arrived from Crumlin with a Garda escort. They're made welcome in Platinum Services. Platinum Services is the sort of VIP, I think you'd call it, area for people.
Oh, they do it really well.
They do, yes. And I won't name drop, but there was a lot of names dropped to me when I was there of people who've been well-known people even this week. And so it was all done up with elves and grottos and so on. And then it turned out there was a space on the plane for me. So I made my way onto the plane with the children and with all the elves. And the plane took off out of Dublin. I know we were heading north, and it was cloudy.
Then I should certainly hope so.
For the North Pole, yes. But it was to intercept Santa's sleigh. I should have asked somebody where we were, because once the clouds cleared, it was beautiful. It was full of lakes down below there. So I think maybe we were over Cavan somewhere. I don't know. But the captain kept us up to date with reports on where Santa's sleigh had been seen.
Now see that Santa is very, very close to the aircraft indeed. He's almost on top of it. And so hopefully he may have gotten a message from air traffic control. So as long as we all keep singing, he may be able to drop in and say hello to us in just a minute.
We're off the red-nosed reindeer, bugle and his story.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, look, here comes Santa!
Oh, wonderful, wonderful start of that trip anyway, Paddy.
Yeah, so you see what actually happened is Santa, the kids were looking this way and that way, and then he landed on top of the plane, we were told. And next thing, Santa,
really?
Yes, he came in. So next, the cabin door opens to the cockpit, and out came Santa. And that was hard to hear in the noise of the plane. But he walked down and greeted all the children.
Isn't that amazing?
Children.
And especially the morning after the toy show, which had gone so well.
Yes,
as well.
That's right. There was a lot of talk about the toy show. People seemed to really enjoy it.
So Santa Claus, he landed, the sleigh landed on top of the plane, and then he got in the front and then out into the cabin.
He came down, met all the children, and of course it was really, really exciting for the children. And then we were told there was a bit too much snow on the runway at the North Pole, so we were coming back to Dublin Airport, but we were going to meet Santa and Mrs. Santa. So there was a great party on down there for the children. There was a magic show and all the rest of it. So this was the people enjoying the day.
It was very good because Santa landed on the roof of the plane, and then he came into the plane and we all got to see him, and that was great fun. And I like the way that we could press the bell when we thought we'd seen him, and I've seen him a few times.
Did you see him outside the plane, did you?
Yeah, no, I seen some sort of sleigh marks and rainbow circles.
I was amazed when he got onto the plane.
Fantastic, we had a brilliant time. Up the airplane, so we went to the hospital at Crumlin first of all, and got the bus out with a guard escort, and then into Platinum Services here.
Patrice Bove, CHI in Crumlin. A day like today, it means a lot to the children and their parents, doesn't
Absolutely,
it?
Paddy, absolutely. And you've been on board with us and you felt the atmosphere. It's absolutely amazing. Families who have sick children, it's such a stressful time. Anyway, this time of the year, it's especially stressful, and something like this just brings out the magic. You felt the environment on the plane. It was absolutely magical, and what a fabulous kickstart to Christmas.
And the children, are they mainly in Crumlin all the time or full time?
So the children that would have been on the flight today are patients who are well enough to fly. Mm-hmm. So and their families are, as you saw, we're all with them as well. So it's just a magical time for them.
It's fantastic, absolutely amazing. It's just one surprise after another, you know, from everything from the police escort to being on the plane, coming in here, the magic show. You know, it's right. I suppose when you're going through cancer in your family, and especially with the child, you're so limited in what you can do and where you can go. And this has just been absolutely amazing. It's been magic.
Your little boy, is he normally in the hospital or is he outside?
He's in the hospital quite a bit, yeah. Right. In the hospital quite a bit. He's home now for a while, but then after Christmas he's going to be in for quite a bit again. But he's doing okay, but yeah. It's tough. So this is fantastic, you know, right. For a day like today is amazing to do.
Oren, yeah. What did you think about it today? Did you see Santa?
Well, yeah, he something was on the roof, then he just came in the door.
He came in the door of the plane, he did, yeah.
How did he?
I don't know, I was amazed how he did it, yeah.
It was magic, I think.
Magic indeed, Paddy, well done. Great report there from Dublin Airport. You mentioned about VIPs and
Sean, okay, well, I'm told Alex Ferguson had been there earlier that morning. I don't know why. Somebody told me he has maybe horse racing interests in Ireland, I'm not sure. Rod Stewart was there, and I know he's not gigging in Dublin until the next while, but you'd see a lot of people, and the staff there told me a lot of wealthy people involved with the horse industry in the Middle East and so on come by, and of course they make contributions that allow Platinum Services to do things like that charity gig with Stobart Air.
Well, Paddy, our thanks to you and to the people at Platinum Services there at the airport. Thanks indeed for that. And we'll be talking to Jimmy Deanhan after this break.